Hi guys, Dr. Huntington here with diabetes fact number 4 of 100. Now, maybe you've been told that you need to lose weight in order to get healthy. Or maybe you think that, you know, I need to lose weight so that I can be healthy. That seems logical. It's easy to observe that on average, people who are obese experience more health problems and tend to die earlier than those who are not obese. And often, if you lose weight, your doctor will find that your blood test values improve. So certainly, you are much better off, health-wise, to be of normal weight than to be obese. But the question is, do you need to lose weight to get healthy? Or do you need to get healthy in order to lose weight? In all my experience as a doctor and working with thousands of patients, I can tell you that the proper sequence is this. I've got a graph here for you. On this axis here, obese is here, closer to the center, and out here to the end here is a person's ideal weight. And then down here at the center is low health, and up here towards the top is great health. And what we're going for, of course, is here, is good or great health with ideal weight. So the question here is, you know, does the person who is obese need to lose weight, right, and head towards ideal weight in order for their health to improve? Or is the proper sequence in taking the right steps to improve your health, and as a result of that, the weight comes off and you end up here? Now, I can tell you that the proper sequence is improving your health in order to lose the weight. And you probably have already proved this to yourself. If you've ever gone on a diet to lose weight and then gained it back again, then you did it backwards. You attempted to lose weight as the first step. The long-lasting approach is to get healthy first. And as a result, the weight comes off. Now, the primary step in getting healthy for most people is eating the right foods. And for most people, the very first step to correcting their diet is to eliminate sugar and all the foods that easily turn into sugar once consumed. And more specifically, you want to eat only those foods that cause very little, if any, rise in insulin. Now, in an upcoming video, I'll show you the actual connection between insulin and gaining weight.